It's word association time on Current State. What pops into your mind when I say the following word? Church. Was it rock music? Was it spoken word poetry? Was it beer? I'm probably 0 for 3 there, right? But those are exactly what you'll find at the Upper Room, a new ministry from Crossroads Church. The project hopes to bring people into the church by getting them to the bar. Services take place every Tuesday night at the Loft in downtown Lansing. Noah Filippiak is one of the teaching pastors at Crossroads, and he joins us now. Welcome, Noah.
Thank you, Mark.
You build this project as church for people who don't go to church. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a lot of reasons people don't go to church. I started my church, Crossroads Church, 8 years ago, trying to reach people who didn't go to church and realized we still made a church. And while it's we like to think it's relevant and quote-unquote cool, there's still a lot of people who aren't going to come because it's church. And so we feel there's a lot of people out there that still have interest in God and in spiritual things, and we're trying to break down some of those walls that might prevent them from coming to a traditional Sunday morning venue.
Do you hold anything resembling a service at the bar?
Oh, we do, yeah. We want to be real careful not to do a bait and switch with people. We don't want people coming in thinking, I'm just going to the Loft to hang out and hear a concert, and all of a sudden this guy, me, is up there preaching at them or whatever. So it does resemble, but we like to call it a place to explore Jesus. So we'll do some reflective pieces rather than singing songs to a God you don't believe in or watching other people do that, which is sort of awkward for people. We'll do a cover song, let's say, of a popular song that has to do with the theme for the night. So this last Tuesday, the theme was mercy, and we did the song Roll Away Your Stone by Mumford & Sons, which has a lot to do with grace and mercy. And then we allowed people to think about that theme. We introduced the theme before we talked about the theme from the Bible.
Are you connecting with people who, I mean, is this resonating with the people that observe this? Are you pulling people in? Are people interested in coming back?
I think so. You know, I just got a really encouraging comment on my blog yesterday from a lady that was there that's an agnostic, and she said her husband is a druid, and they came to the Upper Room because they liked the creativity of it, and they liked that pastors were going to buy them a beer, and they just wrote a really glowing comment about what we were doing, and the comment she was posting on was in response to some flack I had received from some Christians that I posted on my blog, sort of tongue-in-cheek, but it was really refreshing to see that, wow, if it at least connected with two people that were there, and that was, trust me, that's a lot. That's a lot more than it could be. So. Yeah,
I thought druids were teetotalers, but I guess not.
Not this one, at least.
Okay, I guess not. Do you sing hymns? Do you sing? You do involve music.
Yes, there's lots of music. So it's at the Loft, and for those not familiar with the Loft, it's really one of the premier music venues in Lansing, in the Lansing area. So they're only open when there's a show, when there's a concert. It's not a normal bar that we just kind of took over. We are the show for the night, so to speak. And so what we'll do is we'll open with a video, and then we have our welcome, and we do our cover song, like I mentioned. We do a spoken word piece, like you mentioned, and then at the end, we have a song of reflection. But it's really not meant to sing along to. It's just a song to think about. And that reflection song is the only song that necessarily has to do with spiritual things and God. And then we close. We have a Q&A time, and then we actually have a free concert every night. And the concert's just a local musician from town. Anyone that'd like to play at the Loft. It's not church music. We just want it to be a time people can hang out. We can interact with people, have conversation, build relationships. And so we don't sing corporately. We do that on Sunday morning, and we just let people know if you'd like to do that, hey, join us at Crossroads. And we sing all kinds of songs you can sing with us. But we're trying to remove that wall for some people where that might be a wall. Mm-hmm. A small wall, that one might be. But there is an awkwardness to going into a room and singing songs and when you don't believe in this God that you're singing to. We'd rather use that time to talk to people and to let them even reflect on the things that we're talking about.
Noah Filippiak is our guest. Noah is one of the teaching pastors at Crossroads Church, and he is also in charge of a new ministry from Crossroads Church called the Upper Room, which takes place at the Loft in downtown Lansing. Noah, the number of Americans who don't identify with any religion is increasing pretty rapidly. The Pew Research Center found it was nearly 20% in 2012, up from just 14% as recently as 2007. In your opinion, what's driving people away?
Sure. I think that's a great question. You know, you run into a lot of people that call themselves spiritual but not religious, mm-hmm. you know, folks that aren't necessarily going to call themselves atheists, but probably in the agnostic camp or whatever it may be. And I think there's multiple things that have driven them away. But I do think one of the things within the church is the church has probably unintentionally built up a lot of walls for people in church. And so some of that is the judgmental reputation that the church has. You know, we did a survey before we started the Upper Room. We asked friends of ours that didn't go to church, friends that wouldn't identify themselves as Christians, what is it about church that kind of pushes you away? And the church being judgmental was one of the biggest things that, mm-hmm. that came up, which is sort of sad to me as a pastor, because the gospel is good news. The message of Jesus is good news. It's a message of grace and of forgiveness. It's kind of the opposite of judgmentalism. And yet I think that's one of the big things that's pushed people away. I think there's a lot of traditions in the church that have been added on to Jesus. And those things, if you grew up in that environment as a child, it can be pretty oppressive. And so when you get to be old enough to leave, you leave because of all the baggage that's been added to Jesus. Mm.
One of the things you do at the Upper Room is to buy a drink for anyone who's there for the first time. Have you gotten any pushback for including alcohol as part of the event?
Sure, a little bit, yeah. And we try to be real clear on our website. We created a biblical view of alcohol document, just really studied the scriptures, and we're really clear that the Bible doesn't say that it's wrong to drink. It does say it's wrong to get drunk, but even Jesus drank. He drank name Upper Room has a little bit of a double meaning. The loft is on the second floor on Michigan Avenue, but it's also the name of the room Jesus had the Last Supper in with his disciples. It's where they drank wine at the Last Supper. When we have communion in churches all around the world, we are remembering that meal that Jesus had with his disciples. So, yes, have we had a little pushback? Yes, we have. I do want to say we're careful about alcohol. We want to acknowledge alcoholism is a scary thing, and it's a thing we need to keep away from. We need to, as the Bible says, not cause brothers to stumble, but we're just trying to be realistic about alcohol, too. Most Christians would be comfortable going into Outback Steakhouse or Applebee's, where there's a bar, and wouldn't fault me if I bought you a beer there. But if you put church in a bar, all of a sudden people get worried, and there's really just some unbiblical things. Again, people have added to Jesus. They've added to the Bible, saying it's a sin to drink beer. You just won't find that in the Bible.
Mm. You also say you want your church to be more racially integrated and inclusive. Tell us why that's important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. 2009, I read a book called Divided by Faith by Christian Smith and Michael Emerson, and it was a research study done, and it's about the white evangelical church's response to race in America, and that would be sort of the church I was raised in, so to speak. And they started in the colonial period, and they tracked race in America through today. What was happening in America, and a lot of this was the history that I didn't necessarily learn about growing up. You know, I was raised in a white town in Ohio, white church, white school. I went to a predominantly white Christian college. We have this very naive mindset that when slavery was over, all of a sudden all race issues are now over. What the book did is it showed how that isn't the case at all, and how the white evangelical church never got involved in these issues of injustice, even though Jesus would have had us get involved in these issues of injustice. But since we didn't get involved, we made things worse. And when I read that book, it really convicted me to say, our church is going to be a multiracial church. And we have made very intentional steps to do that. We have a long way to go. It's a long and hard process, but it's certainly worth it. We're certainly called to it. We know that it's what Jesus has for us. He tells us in the scriptures the church is to be unified. He tells us the gospel breaks down the barriers of race and ethnicity and all these things we fight over, that we're to be unified the way God himself is unified. And so that's what we're trying to embody and being very intentional about it. It will not just happen in churches on its own, because we've always sort of done it separate because of these sinful reasons, these racist reasons of our past. And so we don't want to make the problem worse. We want to make it better.
Noah Filipiak has been our guest. Noah is teaching pastor at Crossroads Church, and his newest project is the Upper Room, which hosts church services in the Loft, the bar in downtown Lansing. It's been very interesting to hear about this project. Noah, thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much, Mark. I appreciate it.